Over time, the presidential campaign becomes a battle for survival. To stay alive, candidates have to keep raising money, and they also need some plausible scenario for winning the nomination. To talk about that, we're joined by Donna Brazile. She was the campaign manager for Al Gore's presidential campaign in 2000, and she has been closely watching this race. Hi.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you very much.
Great.
Now, you need 2,161 delegates to win the nomination. Not a number that the public pays a lot of attention to, but if you're running a campaign, how much are you thinking about that number at this point?
Well, you're thinking about that number all the time. You're trying to pick up delegates. It's like driving along the road and picking up passengers if you're a bus driver. If you're not picking up passengers, if you're not refueling your tank, raising money, then pretty soon your campaign will be out of gas and you have to pull over and exit the bus. That's what's happening now in the Democratic race. We have a lot of candidates still in the race. They're not picking up passengers. They're not accumulating delegates. They're not raising money, and still they're in the race because they believe that John Kerry may stumble along the way, may hit a pothole, may do a detour. Something might slow his momentum, and therefore they're hoping that they can catch up. If they don't catch up pretty soon, over the next 2 to 3 days, it will be very difficult to stop an incredible campaign surge in momentum that John Kerry has been able to ride into the Democratic Party at this point.
Now, Howard Dean is looking more than 2 or 3 days ahead. He said that he has not been expecting to compete in these primaries and caucuses over the last several days. He wants to do well in Wisconsin, which is a number of days away, and then do well in New York and California, two very big, very delegate-rich states at the beginning of March. Does that strategy make sense?
Well, I do believe the voters in New York and California and Ohio and Georgia and other states will have the last word on this Democratic nominating process. However, I don't know if Howard Dean will be around for them to even have a choice in terms of supporting Howard Dean. Here's why. Howard Dean is cherry-picking his states. After running an incredible national campaign in the pre-primary season, the Dean bus seemed to appear to have run out of gas. And unless he refuels soon and get a win on the charts, not a second place or third place finish, but a win, a huge chunk of delegates, it's going to be impossible for Howard Dean to surpass John Kerry's strength in terms of delegates.
Could Wisconsin on February 17th be in time to save Howard Dean? That's what he's counting on.
Well, it will give him another week in the race, or another 2 weeks in the race, but I don't believe it will save one campaign. Look, South Carolina kept John Edwards in the race for another week. Oklahoma kept General Clark in a race for another week. I believe if one of those two gentlemen on Tuesday loses either Virginia or Tennessee, they will be in trouble. They will have to decide if it's ready to pull their bus over.
You think in the next few days that either Wesley Clark or John Edwards or both of them could be thinking about pulling out?
You know, they're having tremendous money problems. They're having problems getting through the electorate. John Kerry is running strong in both Tennessee and Virginia because John Kerry is running a national campaign. They're cherry-picking their states, trying to pick up low-hanging fruits. That's not enough to win the nomination. After all, this is about winning the nomination and accumulating delegates, and they're not accumulating enough delegates to continue to push Jim further along in the calendar.
If you're John Edwards, what's a plausible scenario to come back and pile up those 2,000-plus delegates?
Well, I hope that you can get General Clark out the race. I hope that you can once again win another state or two, possibly Georgia, some of the caucus states that are taking place over the next 2 weeks, Nevada, and then wait for Super Tuesday and try to accumulate some delegates in some of those other major states. Here's the problem with the calendar right now is that you have an awful lot of New England states that will also vote on Super Tuesday on March 2nd, 2004, and the southern states like Louisiana and Florida and Texas will not occur until the week after that. So John Edwards has to accumulate a lot of delegates real quick.
Donna Brazile was the campaign manager for Al Gore in the 2000 election. Thanks very much.
Thank you.